He's not long retired.
Do they play hurling in Limerick, ma'am, they do?
Of course they do. We could beat you to one, Cork.
Well, here we are back live in the studio once again, and I'd like to express the very sincere thanks of Martin and myself, Tommy Siskriegan, first of all for coming along and opening the museum for us. The museum and brewery is open to the public on Sundays, church holidays, and Thursdays from 2 until 5. And it's an ideal place for anyone who's interested in that kind of thing and interested in De Valera and his times to go along and spend an hour there. It's very easy to get there. Brewery itself, most of you probably know, it's just off the main, Charlefer Limerick Road, I don't know what, mile and a half, or a couple of miles anywhere. And the museum is in the old school in the centre of the village, and the little cottage where De Valera was born is about a mile out the road. Very easily find, and very well signposted. So as I said then, my thanks to Mrs. Cregan. And I was asking her if she had any relations in or around the Mallow area. Incidentally, it was interesting to know that just outside the De Valera cottage, we could pick up NCLR, but the signal was not very great. But nevertheless, you'd have known what was being played and what was being said. Anyway, she did tell me to say hello to her cousin here in Mallow. They had the O'Riordan's down in the spa. She said that the farmer, Mrs. O'Riordan, was the farmer, Claire Buttons. So if they're listening today, or if there's someone in O'Riordan's during the afternoon, maybe they'll say hello for Mrs. Cregan and her husband in Charlefel. Incidentally, they look after the museum there as a labour of love and make a great job of it. Now, looking back on the week, of course, there was another De Valera very much in the news. You'd have heard last night at the selection convention down in Clare, where Sheila De Valera acquired the nomination to run in the by-election. As I said last week, there is no doubt at all that Fianna Fáil will win that particular seat unless some terrible calamity happens altogether. But what will be interesting is to see if she can maintain the percentage of the vote that Fianna Fáil had in the last election. I think it was something like 59 or 60%. It's a very high percentage, and it's going to be very hard to maintain. And we'll be watching that one with interest. It was an interesting week as well, I suppose, with Michael O'Leary deciding to quit not alone the leadership of his party, but the party itself. Quitting the leadership, I suppose, was no great surprise, because the confidence in Galway, no matter how you looked at it, was a disaster for him. He asked for a vote of confidence in himself, or in his policies with regard to coalition, and he didn't get it. And I suppose when that happens, the best thing you can do is, I mean, if you're not wanting, what you do, pack up your bags and move on. I was very surprised, though, that he decided to leave the Labour Party completely. And one wonders now, what will he do? Will he decide to retire from politics completely? Or will he, I heard in the news yesterday or last night sometime that he was having talk with Gail Garrett Fitzgerald. I would have said, though, that the policies of Labour are much nearer to, say, policies put forward by Fianna Fáil than policies put forward by Fine Gael. Having said that, I'm afraid I can't see Mr. O'Leary fitting into the Fianna Fáil party, at the moment anyway. But of course, politics is one of, it's this amazing thing, you know, literally anything can happen. And then we had, of course, the poor Minister for Justice getting himself into trouble once again, and it's going to be interesting to see how he gets out of not alone that squad car that was found back in Kerry, but the Garda Sergeant up in Roscommon who was making a lot of noise. One very important thing I think that happened during the week was the return of Spain to socialism. And now that the people of Spain have made their views known, we can only hope that there isn't another Franco or another Hitler or another one of the fascist leaders lurking in the background, and that this time Spain will be allowed to take the course that they have decided for themselves. With the time coming up to 1:30, we're taking a commercial break, and Connor will be back immediately afterwards. So stay with us, won't you, please?
Kinds of heating or plumbing problems, solid fuel, gas, oil fired, contact Morris Doolan, Heating and Plumbing Contractors, Plunkett Terrace, Mallow. Have your boiler serviced to maximum efficiency and get the most from your fuel this winter. All plumbing services expertly executed under personal supervision. Contact Morris Doolan Heating and Plumbing Contractors, Plunkett Terrace, Mallow, telephone 22218. That number again, 22218.
Bright Light Aluminium, Farmer's Cross, opposite the airport. Thinking of replacing your drafty windows? Then think Bright Light and choose from a wide range of designs or design your own window. You know, replacing your windows with Bright Light Aluminium is an investment, improving the appearance and value of your home, cutting out drafts, sealing in warmth, and reducing bills. Brighten your home with Bright Light Aluminium. We do a better job. You know the name, Bright Light. Remember the number, 963340. That's 963340.
Welcome back again. Well, today with me I have Joe Sheedy, the local ACOT advisor in Mallow. Now, recently Joe was in the ACOT conference, dairy conference in Clonakilty, and he's